This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
I'm World Lutheran News Digest host Kip Allen. We have two stories today. Diakonia is a word of Greek origin. It has a number of meanings, but serving people in need is its most common definition. It's from this Greek word that the English words deacon and deaconess are derived. It's also used to describe certain Christian social ministries in which Lutherans are active. I speak with regional manager of Diakonia Silesia in the Central European nation of the Czech Republic about her organization. And later, I'll speak with LCMS photojournalist and documentarian Eric Lunsford, who recently visited Diakonia missions in the Baltic nation of Latvia.
And now today's Fast Track.
Here's news in brief of interest to Lutherans worldwide. As the reports of the mounting injuries, death, and destruction pour out of Nepal, LCMS Disaster Response and the LCMS Office of International Mission are working to make connections and learn how to best bear Christ's mercy in the midst of this tragedy. The LCMS has made an initial grant of $25,000 to Lutheran World Relief to assist with their response. With little fanfare, a United Nations body has given around seats on several entities, including one dealing with women's empowerment. In Iran, women are legally barred from holding some government positions, there are no laws against domestic violence, and adultery is punishable by stoning. Chinese Christians and followers of other faiths last year experienced the harshest persecution in more than a decade, according to a report released by a Christian human rights group. China Aid attributed the deterioration to the communist authorities' response to the growth of Christianity in China. It said it documented 572 cases of persecution last year, involving 17,884 individuals, a 300% increase from 2013, when it recorded 143 cases involving 7,424 people. Of those 17,884 victims of persecution in 2014, at least 1,592 were church leaders. World Lutheran News Digest will return right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark from Ascension Lutheran in St. Louis.
And I am Pastor Jolly John Lekumsky from St. Paul's in New Athens and Trinity in Darmstadt, and we welcome you to listen to Wrestling with the Basics.
Matt, let go of me, man. No, it's not real wrestling. We're just talking about Bible issues.
No.
Oh, 9:05 Saturday mornings, 8:50 a.m. KFUO.
Hi, I'm Pastor William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship. Jesus said some hard things in John 6, and lots of his disciples turned away and stopped following him. He asked the 12 if they wanted to go too. Peter responded for them all, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Words of eternal life, those are the words your Jesus has for you. Join me for the next broadcast of Thy Strong Word, 11 a.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
If you have a question or comment for us at Worldwide KFUO, it's easy to contact us on our website, kfuoam.org. On our homepage, click on Contact Us, where you'll find a map and directions to the station, our telephone numbers, and an online contact form. You can also send an email to our in-studio account, kfuo@kfuo.org. We'd be happy to hear from you today. Thanks for listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это сегодняшние лютеранские новости.
The spirit of Diakonia, serving the poor, is basic to Christian thought, especially Lutherans. In the Central European country of the Czech Republic, there's an organization called Silesian Diaconia, made up of members of the Silesian Lutheran Church, that is doing just that. Recently, several representatives of Silesian Diaconia visited the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The organization's regional director, Romana Belova, graciously took time to speak with me.
My name is Romana Belova. I come from Czech Republic, working for Silesian Diaconia, which is a Christian-based organization run by Silesian Lutheran Evangelical Church.
There aren't many Lutherans in the Czech Republic, Belova says. Only about 3% of the population is Lutheran.
Lutheran Church belongs to quite a minority church, because the main church is the Catholic. So there are only 3% of the total population who belong to Protestant churches in total.
In fact, there aren't many Christians in the Czech Republic. The overwhelming majority of the population is non-denominational or atheist.
80% of Czech population declare themselves as atheist, or that they do not belong to any church, which is special situation. Maybe we are third most atheistic country in Europe or in the world, maybe.
Until the fall of the Iron Curtain, Christians faced active persecution on the part of authorities. Belova's country was occupied by Nazi Germany in 1939 and then fell under the Soviet Union. Both totalitarian regimes actively suppressed religious practice.
That was very similar to our country, that people, if they want to be really active Christians, they needed to be hidden somewhere. So there were some activities which were not formal. Like formally they were not allowed to do, but informally people could meet and they could also serve to each other.
Silesia Diaconia is a non-governmental agency, or NGO, that provides social services. It's unusual in that it is one of the very few operating in the Czech Republic that is faith-based.
It's an NGO, so it's a non-governmental, non-profit organization providing social services. And these social services are provided on Christian principles. So it's quite special in the Czech Republic, because there are many NGOs, but not many of them are Christian-based.
Despite the large atheist and secular population, the Czech government is helping Silesia Diaconia carry out its mission.
Our organization is very dependent on governmental money. So in 70%, it is funded from governmental money.
The remaining 30% of its budget comes from other sources.
We have some percentage of our budget comes from income from our service users. And there is some percentage of income coming from the municipalities and also from private foundations within grants.
Silesia Diaconia serves thousands of people, largely located in the Czech province of Silesia. It uses both paid staff and volunteers to carry out its mission.
The number of clients, maybe, the service users is 8,000, and we have 600 full staff members, 300 part-time staff members, and we work with 150 volunteers. There are also some international volunteers coming to our organization.
Social ministry is what Belova calls its mission.
We provide different type of social ministries. We serve to people with disabilities, to families and children who are in need. We serve to homeless people as well, and to elderly people.
Silesia Diaconia provides a wide variety of services because there's a wide variety of needs.
Concerning services for people with disabilities, we provide services to people who are in age from, we can say, from zero to 99, and there are different types of them, like daycare centers for people with intellectual disabilities. We also run some residential care for people with disabilities. We provide in-home services for people with disabilities. Concerning elderly care, we run a small residential care units, and we also run daycare services for people with memory issues.
The Czech Republic also faces a homeless problem. Silesia Dekonia is helping running a number of shelters for homeless individuals, women, and families.
Concerning homeless people, we run a lot of street work programs to touch those people who are on the streets. We also run different types of shelters. These are shelters for women, for mothers with children. These are also shelters for men. And we also have one shelter for families.
Silesia Dekonia has been operating for 25 years. It was formed shortly after the breakup of the Soviet Union and the collapse of communism. This makes it one of the oldest Dekonia missions in Europe. Belova says Silesia Dekonia freely shares its experience with other organizations.
We are coordinated in some way. We are sharing our experience. For example, we run InterDiac, which is international educational activity for people coming from Eastern Europe. And we would like to share our experience that we gained during the last 25 years. And we would like to share it with those who are maybe less developed in this sense.
Silesia Dekonia has scholarship programs for young Eastern Europeans to study in the Czech Republic to learn about social ministries.
We provide scholarships for young people coming from Eastern Europe, and they can pass three years training in our country.
Service to the poor is a major part of the Dekonia movement, but the main task is spreading the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Dekonia service to the poor really is a witness to the gospel. This is especially important in a country such as the Czech Republic, where there are so few practicing Christians. Converts are often won over when they see the mercy works of Christians. They ask, "Why are you doing this?" Well, the answer is, "Because we're Christians. This is who we are. This is what we do." Belova knows the witness approach works because it worked with her. Belova is a former atheist.
Yes, exactly. It's a way how we also work with our people, with our staff members. And practically, it is also a part of my life story, because when I came to Silesian Diakonia, I was not a Christian.
For the first time in her life, she was exposed to Christians and heard the gospel message.
I came there as a student for my voluntary work. And the first time I met Christians was in the facility that was provided by the Silesian Diakonia. It was a center for people with disabilities, and I attended there a morning devotion. It was for the first time in my life that I could see people praying, and I was so touched by the situation.
She was then invited to a Bible class, and that became her transformative moment, the moment when she became a Christian.
My former boss invited me to a special Bible study, or it was rather a group of people, discussion group for people who are searching God. And these were the moments when I realized that there is God also for me, for my life. And I changed my life. I gave it to Jesus. And so this is one example. I am the one, but there are many of them.
Service to the poor, bearing witness to the gospel, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. This is who we are. This is what we do. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest. World Lutheran News Digest will be back right after these messages.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. On air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
Jesus and the Bible exhorts us to agreement in all biblical teachings. I'm Rod Zwanitzer, one of the four hosts of Concord Matters, a show with that worthy goal, Concord, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 10 and repeated Tuesdays at 2 p.m., as well as 24/7 on demand.
Listen to Concord Matters on the Messenger of Good News, KFUO.
Hi. I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the Wilongasi Lutheran Fihawa.
LCMS photojournalist and documentarian Eric Lunsford recently returned to the United States from a visit to the Baltic nation of Latvia. Eric, tell us about your visit.
So recently I just returned from the Baltic countries of Latvia and Lithuania. I was working on an Engage magazine assignment article on some mercy work. The diaconia in the Latvian and Lithuanian churches over there. And what that is about is service. And that's service through multi-generational ministries.
A couple of interesting things to me. I know most people, when they look at Eastern Europe and the Baltic area, they think, Greek or Russian Orthodox. Yet the Lutherans have had a very strong and very long history in the Baltic region. Do you know anything about that or why that was?
Indeed. You know, the Lutherans do have a very strong presence in Latvia and Lithuania. And what's really interesting is, as we're driving through, you know, you see these absolutely gorgeous churches, and I'm trying to understand the different architecture between. And I would say, that's a gorgeous church. And, you know, someone who would be with us would say, that's Lutheran, that's ours. And that's great because, I mean, these you see these churches everywhere, and it's just wonderful. You talk to people outside, and they're just like, yep, we're Lutherans. So, indeed, you're absolutely right. They have the diaconia. It's the Diaconia Center, and we're specifically talking here about the Latvian church. And this is a organization that is intertwined with the church. You know, it's not something separate. It's something that works alongside to care for its own people, but also care for those in the neighborhoods. And that includes Mercy Project sites. You know, we have soup kitchens, daycare sites that bring senior citizens and kids together. Just a lot of great work that just really shows that mercy and bears that mercy of Christ into everyday life.
And one thing that I think needs to be brought out about Lutheran mercy sites is that we are not restricted solely to Lutheran. We'll help anybody who needs the help.
Right, the Diaconia, it's a good question. The Diaconia Center does help people in the community, and that's what's great about it. You know, we visited a kind of a senior center, and what was really fascinating is that you saw people who were Lutheran who were not. You know, we think of Witness, Mercy, Life Together. You know, we come in there, we see people, and they're having fellowship at a table. And this is, if we kind of break down visually what this is, we're thinking about a Mercy Project site incorporated into a municipal apartment complex that looks kind of like a huge Lego piece. You know, it's very, you know, it's really void of any kind of ornate architecture. It's multicolored. You can't help think of building blocks. But inside, you see that those building blocks of fellowship, I mean, people coming together, and they're just absolutely so happy. And then to have a pastor from one of the local parishes come in and have divine service, truly magnificent to see.
It should also be very refreshing, I should imagine, with the Baltic states have just recently been freed from Soviet rule with the collapse of communism. And, of course, they had the Soviet regime had restricted and done what they could to repress religion. Yet my understanding is that Lutheranism survived and even thrived during the Russian era. And now that they're free again, and there is this wonderful fellowship that they're able to enjoy now without fear. You talked about the Lego-like building blocks. I'm sure that's a holdover from the old Soviet era. They were not known for their architectural splendor.
Indeed. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of talking about people coming together as fellowship. And if we kind of think about the current demographics, right now one-third of Latvia's population lives at or below the poverty line. And this is according to a staff member at the Diakonia Center in downtown Riga. And emigration is a problem. You know, although it's unlikely you would see that firsthand. You know, most tourism happens in the old town, which is very picturesque. You know, we have the very traditional European architecture with old churches and things. And so it's kind of out of the way. You wouldn't notice it amongst the amber shops and the little shops selling the wooden toys. But no, Diakonia is part of the church. And that comes from Inta Putnina. She's the director of the Diakonia Center there. And it's all about helping people.
I had no idea that the poverty level was that high in Latvia. What's its economy based on? What's going on over there?
Well, emigration in Latvia, like we were saying, is really tough. You know, you see a lot of people come in from the farmland into the city to work. You know, and what makes it difficult is that they do lose a lot of people. You know, it's not that they're struggling. I mean, if you put something in perspective, the entire population of Latvia is 2.1 million people. Now, how many people are part of the Senate? The LCMS has about 2.2 million. So think about the size of the LCMS and Latvia. You know, it's almost the same population, you know. But when you put in perspective how many people the Diakonia Center helps, and I'll give you just some quick numbers. I think it's really incredibly wonderful to see. 123,345 people were served last year.
Could you go into some detail on some specific help projects, daycare centers, social centers for seniors, food, drug rehabilitation?
Absolutely. In Latvia, the Diakonia Center has 4 mercy sites. 2 are for children and families. And 1 for children and adults. This is the generations that brings people together. And the last for adults only. So give you an example of what we see, right? In one center, in our oddly Lego-like community apartments, we see a soup kitchen. Elderly residents, nearby people come. They receive soup. They may sit and have fellowship. They will perhaps go to the divine service that's there. Another one, the generations, you'll see adults and children interact together. And when we visited particularly on a late evening. And, you know, I wanted to see kind of what the neighborhood was like and what kind of surrounded it and who was able to take advantage of this daycare center. And you saw great children. They were there. They themselves have this wonderful little community. And it's prayer together. It's playing a game of football or soccer, of course. With a little plush soccer ball in a little playroom, and as well as a couple games of ping pong. So you see how this brings people together, you know. And as we say, like, you know, these young folks who come there, their parents say they're constantly working. They're working adults, so it's a great place to be able for them to interact and have a good and share time together.
Do they discuss maybe? I'm thinking with the older and the younger ones getting together. Latvia has a fascinating history, you know, going back many, many centuries, and you know, just within the lifetime of some of the elderly people, you know, it was under Nazi rule at one time, under communist rule, and now they're free and independent. I can just almost picture sitting there talking to a time machine. If these children are trying to remember some of it or learn about their culture and their history.
Absolutely. You know, as a photojournalist, I'm always incredibly interested in people's stories, particularly those of voices who are soon to leave this world. And, you know, chatting with folks, I mean, being able to maintain that oral history, being able to talk about, say, hey, this is what happened. You know, I heard a great story from one of our Lithuanian counterparts, and he said, you know, this was under Soviet rule. He said, you know, we could only get a special type of fruit once a year at Christmas. You know, and that's something we can go right now to the grocery store and purchase anytime. But this was something so radically different. It's hard for me to kind of put that in perspective. And so I can imagine that different generations now growing up have a much remarkably different perspective than those who are growing older. And so to put them together maintains that connectivity and that fellowship. And that's the kind of work that the Diaconia Center is doing, amongst other things, to really bring people together and help those in the community.
Did you speak with some other people individually, older or younger, what have you, about the experiences that they're having with the center? Any stories that you care to relate that they told you?
You know, I think what's wonderful is that, you know, sometimes you can't get past a wonderful, joyful smile, and that tells the story in itself, almost. You know, when we arrived, we did a quick interview, and then as you walk down the hall in this little center in this Mercy site in Riga, you turn the door, you open up, and it's almost like this surprise party. Everyone greets up to welcome you and say, you know, they shake their hands at you and say, we're so thankful and so happy, you know, and you can just see people near tears express that fellowship, and you just get a sense that this has changed so much the community. And you think about that larger part of change over the last couple of decades, and sometimes you say, boy, if you think about what was and what is now, what an incredible transition. What a wonderful change.
World Lutheran News Digest may be heard every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and again on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on Worldwide KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us again next Saturday for another new edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at kfuo.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.